We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. So Silas from Harvest has texted in and said, in honor of Pride Month, should my pregnant wife's pronouns be they, them? Because, you know, plural. This whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, the very idea, has there ever been a time when we were so demanded to get on board with somebody else's mental disorders? There's not. I mean, I look at this and go, good gosh. With regards to the monologue a moment ago, I got a text from Stan McDonald. Let me go back to it real quick. Stan says, Coach Dye, Pat Dye, told me and some friends once that Coach Bryant was so tough on John Hanna when he was at Alabama when he first arrived that the assistant coaches could barely stand to watch it. Said he was a bit soft. He was a bit of a marshmallow as a freshman, and Bryant pushed him through it, but it was really tough. You know what, though? I've heard that Coach Bryant could be a slave driver, but if he was on your side, he was on your side is what I'm told. And wow. Yeah, thanks, Stan. Appreciate it. Listen, text it in or call it in. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I got to read you this. All right, so it's a little bit off, but it sort of relates. So I'm going to be talking about pride fatigue here in a moment at my first dipper. Dale Jackson just posted on Twitter about 10 minutes ago. He's got a picture that was put up, I believe, by the Biden-Harris campaign. And it has a picture of, on the one side, it says Traitor Trump, and it has a upside-down American flag. And then the next picture has a beautiful American flag flying in the breeze with the sunset behind it. And it says Biden-Harris. And he said, this is classic Dale. He says, not a single person believes this crap. He says the people posting stuff like this would burn an American flag at a gay pride rally supporting Hamas's right to free abortions performed by drag queens in front of 9-year-olds, and they would be called brave and beautiful on the news. That's exactly right. I mean, I feel like during the month of June, the whole world gets turned on its head. Like you can put on a pair of leather chaps that have no back and walk down the street, and everybody goes, oh, it must be Pride Month. Like that's not exposing yourself to the world. You can have a naked parade wearing bondage gear and walk down the middle of the street banging a drum, and everybody goes, hey, Pride Month. It's not. It's ridiculous. It's asinine, and it's also just kind of disgusting. And then, you know, for the most part, how about this? You've got an entire month based on someone's sexual preference. No, Phil, it's just the way I am. No. It's, I have sex different than you. Therefore, I celebrate it for a whole freaking month. That's what this is. If I'm being too crass, I just apologize, but it's a crass month. I mean, everything about this month is crass. And it shouldn't be. To me, it's kind of like they've stolen the rainbow. We want it back. I mean, how about this? Can we have our June back? I would love to have our June back. Thank you very much. Can we stop being inundated with TV commercials? Stop being inundated with specials on TV and radio. Can we stop being inundated with everybody woke virtue signaling their support with the rainbow flag when the rainbow was never intended for that in the first place? It's literally a month-long celebration of the way someone has chosen to have sex. That's what it is. Well, it's just, Phil, it's the way God made me. No, it's your preferences. That's what we're talking about. I mean, we don't have like, I don't know, Big Nose Week. That's the way God made you. We don't have Brunette Week and Blonde Month. We don't do that. I mean, that's the way God made you. We don't have, you know, every demographic in the world having their month. You're gonna try and pretend this is the way God made you, okay? Keep in mind, God doesn't make mistakes. So if you talk about the same God that I'm talking about, God does not make mistakes. So if you're saying that you are different than what you are born as, then you're automatically saying I was born wrong, which I disagree with. But then the other side of this is, how about this? You're basically spending an entire month saying the way that I've chosen to have sex with people is this way. Oh, no, I like it this way. Well, how is your way? Well, I do it that way and that way and that way, by the way. And then I have all the things. And then my acronym gets longer and longer and longer because I need an entire month to celebrate it because the acronym is so long that it takes an entire month just to talk my way through it. That's where we are. That's why we all have pride fatigue already. Literally. That's why we have pride fatigue. and it's only June 3rd. So if you need a month-long celebration of your sexual preferences, then I actually question your life priorities, just so you know. The other side of this is, go live your life, man, and leave us alone. We don't want to participate. You can have your, you know, your own predilections, I guess. I don't have to agree with them, nor, by the way, do I have to participate in them. And, oh, by the way, I also don't have to worry about every single day what my grandkids are going to see when we turn the TV on, because all we're trying to do is watch a kiddie show, but they got to do a freaking rainbow special pride moment on Sesame Street, which, by the way, they just did. Or you're taking them to Disney World, and the story I've got in a minute, and the hotel has a giant pink teddy bear wearing bondage gear out in front of the hotel. I mean, you just look at this and go, you guys, there's got to be some measure of discretion here. Because it's one thing to say, we're proud. It's another thing to be prideful. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we are right now. We got a month of pridefulness about the way you've chosen to have sex. And that's what we're dealing with for a month. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. Goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Got several text messages and somebody holding on the line, so I'll grab all this. Let me get the text real quick. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, why does a gathering of lions have their own special month? Ha, 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 ha. You know, because a batch of lions is called a pride. I know, that was a total dad. It was a total dad joke, Jeff, but I still read it out loud. It was good. John from Huntsville says, Phil, spectacular monologue, perhaps your best ever. Thank you. So you get 20 extra credit points, and Big Rig also gets 20 for that genius creative decision to not play the triple dipper sound effect. It was because the computer locked up. He said, but it's only because I want a chance at winning a shirt. Otherwise, both of you would have received a modest point deduction. Well, you know, shameful as it is, John, there you go. And then Mark from Tony says, our country is under judgment. Well, there you have it. Let me jump on the phones real quick. Chris from Harvest. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, brother, how you doing? Love your show.
Thanks,
I had a friend of mine at work that told me all about you, and I've been listening for about 3 or 4 months now, and I'm so glad that I did.
Well, outstanding. Thank you so much.
So I don't know, maybe you've heard this before, but God's rainbow, the real rainbow, has 7 colors.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the gay flag rainbow only has 6 colors. Now, that might not mean anything to anybody, but anybody that knows anything about biblical numerology, we know that the number 7 is the number for completion. It's the number for perfectness. And we know that the number 6 is the number of man, and we know there is a man of sin one day that's going to come on the scene that has the number 666. I think there's something to that, Phil.
Isn't that kind of, I mean, I don't want to call it freaky because I think it's legit, but I think you're right. Isn't it funny how they chose to leave one color out and go with this? I can't explain it except to say that there is something going on in the heavenlies. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I'm not saying that necessarily that it's intentional, but the spirit behind it, whether they knowingly did that
that's
or whether
right.
they didn't, it's the spirit behind it that's behind all this. This is a satanic agenda. Anybody with walking around common sense can see it. And people with spiritual sense ought to be able to pick up on these things very, very, very quickly. And so I thought that was interesting. Maybe you've seen that somewhere, but it's definitely a satanic agenda behind this.
I have seen it. Chris, thanks for listening, man. Glad you're in the audience. You're a Right Side Ruffian. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on, brother.
All right, thank you. Well, let me jump in here, and I'll say this. I looked for it somewhere. I've got in my archives, I've got the most ridiculous level of acronymology for the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym, you know, community. So here's the thing. They don't know what their acronym is supposed to be. It's a matter of, I mean, and the reason why is because they're scared to death they'll leave somebody out. Because every day someone's got a new way of wanting to be called or identified or have a preference that needs to be recognized. And you look at it and go, my gosh, y'all, you're doing yourselves no favors. Because if you can't even decide how you're wanting to be called, well, then how in the world do you want us to celebrate you for a whole month? And I'll be honest with you. Look, let me say this real clearly. If someone tells me they're gay, I could care less. I mean, I care in terms of I wish for them something different. I do. I think that God created man and woman, and he didn't do it so that it would be dry and boring and not fulfilling. I think he invented man and woman, and he did so with intent, and he did so with the idea that it would be a fulfilling relationship. Now, they're going to say, you say we can't be fulfilling and have same-sex marriage? I didn't say that, but you know what? I don't think God created that. I think that's preferential. I don't think that is ordained. I think it's just preferential. But if someone comes to me and says, I'm gay, you don't think I'm qualified to have a job? I never said that. There's some amazing people that worked in the Trump administration who were openly gay, but they were not also in your face all the time. And I think this is where I want to go for today. Let's talk about this. I think transgenderism is an absolute mental disorder. I think people who want to be furries are absolutely nuts. I think that drag queens are nothing but pedophiles. And I think that people who live those lifestyles, they need help. They need prayer and help. But the bottom line is this. Every bit of that is nothing to celebrate, and certainly the rest of us should not be required to jump on board. And I just had somebody text me, one of my usual liberal trolls on social media who may or may not be listening right now, said, you should try to talk to a gay person sometime, for heaven's sakes. This is how they're born. And I don't believe that. I don't believe they're born that way. I think they create preferences that way. Now, you can take issue with me all you want to, but that is the faith-based and well-reasoned belief that I have. Now, that being said, that does not mean you can't be a good accountant. That does not mean you can't do certain things in life. I do think some of those things within the acronym also, by the way, disqualify you from places in life. I don't think you should be transgender and serving in the barracks at Fort Bragg. I don't. And I also don't think that you do yourselves any favor by trying to pretend that you are something of the opposite sex when you're not, and then try to compete in their sports. I don't. I believe that there should be a line drawn on some of these mental disorders and say, you know what, you're disqualifying yourself from being able to participate in certain parts of life by your own behavior. It doesn't mean you can't vote. It doesn't mean you don't have a freedom of speech. It doesn't mean you get certain rights under the law. I get all that. But don't come to me and say, with your big hairy face and your broad shoulders, and say, I'm really a girl and I want to play in little girl sports. I'm sorry, no. Or I want to use the little girl's bathroom. How about friggin' no? Or I want to join the military and let them pay for all my transgender therapies and be non-deployable for 2 years. That's not what the military is for. The military is so you can be deployable. I feel like I'm on a bit of a rant here today, but this is where we are. Now, the other piece of this is my liberal troll on Twitter said, June has been Pride Month for decades. If you don't want to participate, then just don't. It's a little hard when you shove it in our face every time we turn around. It's like somebody saying, here, taste this, here, taste this, here, taste this, here, taste this. And you're walking around going, I don't want your free samples. I mean, how many times have you gone to the store and someone wants to spray you with perfume as you walk through the perfume section? Stop it, please. I do not want to smell like that. Stop it, please. I don't want to taste your samples. Stop it, please. I do not want to sign up for that credit card. Stop it. But that's where we are. It's like all of these booths they set up at the stores, and they're constantly saying, excuse me, sir, could you just let me shop, please? Thank you. I just came here to get some milk and bread. I didn't want to sign up for a new credit card or get introduced to a thing that I have no desire for. Every single day right now, especially during Pride Month, every single day right now, especially during the June month, we are sitting here waiting to see what the next commercial on TV is going to be. We're waiting to see whether or not the tickets that we bought for the sporting event are going to be interrupted so they can virtue signal a pride flag. We're waiting to see whether or not the favorite TV show is going to introduce the new character who's going to have no other purpose except to be, you know, something of an alternative lifestyle. And you look at it and go, y'all, that's not the way real life is. It's not. We don't get to walk around just inserting ourselves into people's lives on a daily basis and expect that. That's called obtrusive. It's like sitting down to dinner and your phone keeps ringing and people keep knocking on your doors. That's the way this is. The month of June has become that. The month of June is like being trolled constantly by spam emails and robocalls constantly. And we just like to block it, you know, at some point, because we get into what I'm calling pride fatigue. Now, here's the thing. I mean, you look at it and go, okay, some of this stuff, it almost gets to the point of being silly anyway. Like the acronym. What is the acronym now? It was LGBT. Then it was LGBTQ. Then it was LGBTQ2IA+. The plus was leaving room for anything else that needed to join in. How about this one? Story from 2 years ago, June of 2022. CampusReform.org is an organization that polls different things on universities around the nation. Campus Reform identified 2SLGBTQQIA+ as being the acronym to be used at a number of universities. Really? Stands for Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, Questioning, Intersex, Allies, Asexual, and Pansexual. If you're questioning, why do you still need to have a letter in the acronym? If you're questioning, why do you get a month? If you're questioning, go question. There's nothing to celebrate. There is no parade for questioning. Well, it's not a, it's Two-Spirit. What is Two-Spirit? That's if you're a Native American gay. Well, that's different than being just gay. Then there's transgender and queer and allies. What are allies? Allies are friends. Allies are people that aren't LGBTQ2IA+, but they're supportive of them. Are they part of the parade? Are they like honorary members? Is that what's happening? You get to be honorary gay today. I don't understand how that works. Well, you're an honorary transgender. I am? Do I get a plaque? College of Staten Island talks about the pride flag. The so-called progress flag is the amalgamation of the traditional rainbow flag and the light blue, pink, and white trans flag. And the banner includes black and brown stripes to make sure it represents people of color within the LGBTQ community, because you can't leave anybody out. University of Nebraska at Lincoln, well, they use LGBTQA+, with the A standing for Ace, Arrow, and Allied. What? What? Ace, Arrow, and Allied. Ace refers to those whose identity is asexual. Asexual. I don't know. And Arrow, which is spelled A-R-O, is someone who fluctuates between experiencing romantic attraction and not experiencing it, and or experiencing romantic attraction to different strengths. That's called dating. If you're fluctuating between experiencing romantic attraction and not experiencing it, it's called, I'm looking for somebody to date, but I ain't got anybody right now. But you got to have an acronym for this? Joe Fox, who worked for Peer Outreach Specialization Office at the LGBTQ+ Resource Center at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, told Campus Reform that the approach to flags is very expansive. We interchangeably use the progress and traditional pride flags. Besides the pride flags, we also regularly use the trans flag. As one of the main demographics of students who utilize our center are trans identifying, and we have many trans folks. Folks spelled F-O-L-X, because it is, apparently. Listen, here's my point. We're going to talk about some more examples of where they may be getting into a bit overreach, creating some fatigue, but my point is this. They don't know. The community is not decided. And I say the community, I'm talking about those who participate in the acronym. They've not decided. They're not declared. We're all inclusive. We take all of them in. That's, you know what? And there's no limit, is there? At some point, there's this absolutely no limit. We like the ones who like little kids too. Oh, okay. How about that's called a crime? Well, we're not going to try and judge them. Well, maybe you should. Just saying. When you're so inclusive of everything, that means you're exclusive of no thing. And what that does is to open the doors for everything. And that's difficult. That's bad news. And for the rest of us who stand on the outside looking in, shaking our heads and trying to figure out how you got up and make it through the day, we're just getting pride fatigue right now. Because y'all are wearing out your welcome. This is not a judgmental thing. It's like, my gosh, y'all, at some point, you are literally accepting of everything to the point that the rest of the world's getting pride fatigue. We'll talk about it more in a minute after this break. Let's take the break, Big Rig. We'll do that. We'll come right back.
Yeah, I'm on a rant, and I'm probably making some liberals mad. Must be doing something right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I mean, making common sense like a superpower. Saying the things that others are unwilling to say. So, by the way, I will say this. You know, people ask me, you know, things like, well, Phil, what do you think God says about this whole transgenderism and LGBTQ, 2IA plus, yada, yada, yada. I think, first and foremost, God loves them more than they could possibly imagine. That's what I think. I think that God loves them more than they could possibly imagine. I think that there are things in their lives that God would love to see different than what they're living, but I think that God loves them no matter what. Now, do understand this. God has standards, and there is a way, the truth, and the life, and that's His Son, Jesus Christ. And salvation, I believe, comes only through Him. And yes, I believe that involves a personal relationship with Him. And yes, I also believe that that is the sort of the entryway, if you will. And so if you are of the belief that you can go ahead and ignore all that and just say, well, God made me this way, and that's the way, God didn't make you that way, in my opinion, because God doesn't make mistakes. That's the basis for me saying that a perfect God exists. Therefore, if He's perfect and He made you the best He could possibly make you, He didn't make a mistake when He made you. Therefore, if you're saying that I am different than when I'm born, listen, I just take issue with that. I just do. So yeah, do I believe He absolutely loves them unconditionally? Yes, I do. Do I believe that He condones behavior that Scripture says He doesn't? No, I don't. I don't. He'll still love them, and He's still ready, just ready to receive them. But He's not going to condone the behavior. Mike from Owens Crossroads says, next time you debate someone who supports the transgender lifestyle, ask them how did they come into being themselves? And would they be here otherwise? Boom, end of discussion. He said, I believe it's part of God's design. No other explanation needed. All right. Robbie from Aniana. And by the way, I think, Mike, I think you're agreeing with me is what I'm seeing here. I was trying to decide whether you were saying you agree with me or you agree with them, but I interpret this to say you're agreeing with me. Robbie from Aniana says, stay on it, brother. I can listen. This is truth all day. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I just had a revelation. Everyone tries to be inclusive to people with sexual mental illness. I know why the crime rate and non-prosecution of people in blue states are so prevalent. It's because they're trying to be inclusive to kleptomaniacs. They can't help themselves. Okay. Mike from Harvest says, it's also Men's Mental Health Month. It's also National PTSD Awareness Month, just so you know. We're not seeing a whole lot of acknowledgement of that, though, are we? John C. from Madison says, I identify as a 2023 Ram 1500 Hemi. Okay. you go, man. If my truck decides it wants to identify as a Prius, does it get a chance to park in the economy spot? That's the joke I keep using. What time we got? I got about a minute for the break, so I'll take that call real quick. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens. How are you, my friend?
Hey, my friend. Well, we're in the middle of an adventure. I have just experienced cancel culture straight up for the first time a place here in Athens that is part of a national, I'm trying to be very vague, counselor. We are no longer able to deliver the paper to this place, and it accounted for 20% of our total hard copy distribution.
Wow.
Because a trans employee complained about something that we had written in the paper, and I'm still trying to figure out what it was, but get this. It was supposedly something that you had written, sir, that I've gone over three times, and there's nothing in it that I can find. So I was going to wait until I got to the bottom of it before talking to you about it, but I figured given today's discussion, you would like to know that the battle is real and raw, and we are in it.
Wow. Well, first of all, I am sorry you're having to go through that, my friend, and I understand how difficult it is to run a business which relies upon others to participate in the business, but yeah, dropping off 20% of your distribution simply because someone got offended, that's you have to look at it and go, how about you just go ahead and grow up, folks? Recognize that life's hard. Get a helmet. Wow.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
We'll talk more, sir. Thank you for taking the call.
All right. See you, my friend. Bye.
There you go. Well, you know what? That's where we are. But it's Pride Month. It's all about rainbows and unicorns and happiness and all inclusiveness, right? Yeah, until you get in their way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this beautiful Monday. We're in the midst of dipper number one. By the way, I'm going to say something before I go to the phones. That frustrates me. The more I thought about that phone call from Allie, my friend Allie from Athens, a minute ago, that just frustrates me. Listen, all you ruffians out there, let me put out a call. If you are a Right Side ruffian in the Decatur, Huntsville, Athens area, and you would like to have some Athens Now newspapers dropped off for you, this is a local paper. By the way, the local papers, especially the print versions of local papers, are becoming, you know, going the way of the dodo. They're literally becoming extinct. And so if you would like to have, we need to make this up. So Allie just lost 20% of her distribution because a transgender somewhere was offended by something I wrote that she published. And I would say right now, I stand by anything I wrote. She's a publisher. I guarantee you she stands by what she published. And yet somebody somewhere is a trans individual who is so sensitive, they complained and their employer decided they would go ahead and take all those out of the lobby. Can't have those anymore. We can't have that newspaper here at all. It's a newspaper. And oh, by the way, anything I wrote was an opinion piece. That's okay. You can take the cowardly way out. I'd love to find out which business it was. Allie, you're welcome to tell me and I'll call them out on the air. In the meantime, folks, if you own a business and you would like to have some of those distributions made up to help Allie out, I encourage you. You can text the information to me or you can contact her at Athens Now. I'm pretty sure she would love to go ahead and say, you know what? Distribution's back up. And it's all because Right Side Radio jumped on there and a bunch of ruffians says, we'll take your paper. Do not let things like this run our good ruffian businesses down. That's absolutely not what we should be doing. Brian from Huntsville, by the way, is on the line. Let me grab that real quick. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. And just something frivolous for this Monday, based on the last segment, you mentioned something about rainbows and unicorns, and I wanted to tell you how it was we do not have unicorns today.
Oh,
it's because of Noah's Ark. And when they were loading them on, somebody missed a little fact that one unicorn was male, the other was male but identified as a female.
Oh God. Oh, Brian. Okay.
Have a good one, sir.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, that's okay. That's 10 seconds of our airtime. We'll never get back. Okay. Hey, listen, yeah, Allie from Athens, Athens Now, if you want to put Athens Now, she didn't ask me to do this, I'm doing it on my own. If you want to put Athens Now in your lobby of your business or your restaurant or wherever else, contact us or contact them. Hey, so here's the thing. So Pride Fatigue is the name of the dipper. This is not an anti-gay, by the way, this is not. Like I said, if someone has chosen a lifestyle, and I do believe it's a choice, if someone has chosen a lifestyle, the question is whether or not the rest of us should have to be constantly harangued about their lifestyle. Why are you haranguing us? Well, we don't think you're accepting. When did acceptance become a mandate under the Constitution? I'm not required to accept your lifestyle. I'm not. I'm not required to join your agenda. I'm not. I'm also not required to believe your beliefs. And I'm not required, oh, by the way, to enter into your mental disorder and affirm it. I'm just not. None of you are. There is no other mental disorder, and that's what transgenderism is. There is no other mental disorder I can think of where the healing requires everyone else who doesn't have the disorder to join the disorder. That's the healing. Most of the time, alcoholism, drug addiction, depression, anxiety, all those things, the affirming is bringing them out of it. And yet somehow or another in transgenderism, the only way to help make them better is to get in there with them. And that's absolutely not rational. So Pride Fatigue, why am I calling it that? Because we're going to be worn out with it for the next 30 days. I mean, Daily Wire's got a piece, came out Saturday. former assistant from President Joe Biden in the U.S. Department of Defense to the Major League Baseball and NASCAR and even Sesame Street, the annual homage to Pride Month went into full gear on Saturday. We have now turned into a massive display of companies, celebrities, and politicians seeking to show their support for the LGBTQ community for the entire month of June. The U.S. Department of Justice decided to kick out a social media tweet, I guess it is, or maybe it's on Instagram, saying, Pride Month is a time to come together to honor the contributions of LGBTQ plus service members. What are they? I'm not saying there's not any. I'm asking what they are. Well, we're honoring their contributions. You mean they showed up to work? Are we honoring that? Because that's part of the day, right? Oh, no, they've done some really good things. Oh, just tell me what they are. Well, so-and-so did something really exceptional and got a citation. Okay, so then why don't you do a tweet that talks about so-and-so who did a really good thing and got a citation? What are we doing here with all the contributions of LGBTQ? See, the reality is what they're doing is they're virtue signaling. You can't possibly say, it's like saying, every person who's white did a good job. Every person who's Asian is a good, hard worker. Because you know it's not true. But right now, what we have is a generic honoring the contributions of it, but you're not telling me what they are. I would love to honor somebody who did an individual good job, and I don't really care what their predilections or preferences are. But this whole thing about Pride Month is that we're going to celebrate the demographic, if you get down to it. We're going to celebrate the big them. We're not celebrating somebody who did a good job. Pride Month is a time to come together to honor the contributions of LGBTQ plus service members, said the Department of Defense. Who are they? What have they done? Well, so-and-so got a bronze star, and he's gay. Okay. What we really care about then is that so-and-so got a bronze star, not that he's gay. Well, you know, so-and-so in the Space Force did these things. Okay. Then call out so-and-so in the Space Force. But what you're doing right now is trying to pretend that just because there's an entire LGBTQ plus community that somehow or another, all they've done is good. And it's not. PBS show Sesame Street, which is geared towards children between the age of 3 and 5, decided it was going to come out and say, today and every day, we celebrate and uplift the LGBTQIA plus members of our community. Let's build a world where every person feels loved and welcome for who they are. Sesame Street. Geared towards 3 to 5-year-olds. If we're talking about a month in which we celebrate the way people have sex, then why is that necessary at Sesame Street? Well, it's necessary because it's their agenda. No, no, Phil, they don't want your kids. Big Rig, get that audio clip ready because I'm about to refute that argument. They don't want the kids, Phil. It's a misnomer. You people, you cis white people are out there trying to say that you're not all pedophiles. I know that. In fact, there are members of the gay community that are sick to death of transgenders and drag queens. I know they are. And yet, we have things like what happened at the Gay Pride celebration over the weekend where the drag queen stood up and said, basically, we want your kids. Play that audio.
I won't change your little town. Your own children will. Your children will see us. Your children will love us, and your children will join us.
Oh, okay, that's just freaking creepy. That, first of all, he was shaking and tearful.
Why is he crying?
Because you want my opinion? Because he's got mental problems. So he went on stage to cry about how children, he's a grown man dressed as a woman, and he goes on stage to talk about how little children are going to love him. I got news. If that's the kind of thing that brings you to tears, you got bigger problems. But you know what? Stay away from my grandkids. While we're at it, I don't want you around my kids. You just open the door for someone to not trust you. Members of the gay community need to understand that that does you no favors whatsoever. Stay away from the kids. The most innocent in our society. Well, we need to raise them up and train them. No, you absolutely do not. Never mind the fact, by the way, that the U.S. Naval Special Warfare Command decided to issue its own LGBTQ2IA plus acronym, Gay Pride Month. This is the command that hosts the Navy SEALs. I question the need for this. Well, Phil, we have to affirm them. How many are there? Really? How many SEALs are there? I feel certain there are some that are gay. I feel certain there are. I've heard of one or two that are transgender. So what you're going to tell me is that an average community of special operations soldiers that ranks in the several thousands, that you feel the need to have to highlight the three or four who have a lifestyle that they have chosen to be blatant about. Because, you know, how they have sex all month is worth noting on the official website of the Naval Special Warfare Command. Saying here in an ex post published on Saturday afternoon, the Pentagon explained, too, that, by the way, the Pentagon made a big goof. This comes off of Fox News. The Pentagon made a big goof. Apparently, somebody didn't know what they were doing, and they accidentally posted, it's PTSD Awareness Month. Post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a real thing. PTSD. It's PTSD Awareness Month. It's getting overshadowed by Gay Pride Month. But on the same time, the Pentagon didn't know which one they were doing. So they posted, June is PTSD Awareness Month. The DOD is committed to supporting service members and veterans affected by PTSD. And they accidentally sent it out there with the Gay Pride, Celebrate Pride Month logo. Okay. In other words, they weren't even paying attention. They were just putting stuff up there. Whoever's running their social media for the DOD was just slapping stuff together. Didn't even recognize that the thing that had nothing to do with Pride Month somehow got overshadowed by Pride Month because they're so hyper-focused that they didn't even have the right logo ready to actually do PTSD awareness. Listen, that's not good. We got more on this. It's Pride Fatigue, and we're going to cover down on it. Take a break right now, Big Rig. We'll do that. We'll come right back, and I'll just tell you, there was indeed a National Constitution Center big drag queen story hour time. Did it set a world record? Who the frick cares? We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Putting truth out there that you can put on a bumper sticker. I am in number one of the triple dipper still, pride fatigue. And this is, so basically what I'm trying to say is, listen, if somebody has chosen a lifestyle different than mine, that's their choice. Do I believe God loves them? I absolutely do. Do I believe that God condones it? No. There's a vast difference between not condemning and having to condone. Those are two different things. I don't have to condone somebody's behavior. And just by not condoning it does not mean I've condemned. But I'll say this. I do not believe that this whole Pride Month thing is necessary. I think it's wearing out its welcome. I really do. I think it's gotten to the point that it's just, like I said, what we're experiencing right now for the next 30 days, you'll turn on your TV, you'll turn on, you know, you'll flip open your magazines, you'll be watching something and they'll have to do something at halftime. You'll pay for tickets to the sporting event only to find out that it is now Gay Pride Night and you weren't made aware of it. You'll be trying to drive somewhere and you'll find your road blocked by a Gay Pride parade, and it's going to go on and on and on. It's like walking into a store and every single time you turn a corner, somebody's trying to get you to take a sample of something or fill out a credit card application or do something else that you're not looking for. I don't want that. Thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you, please. I'm sorry. No, I'm here for milk and bread. Can I please move on? That's where we are. It's pride fatigue. But nonetheless, I mean, they're going to keep moving forward. Like, for instance, the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia kicked off its Pride Month story on the Daily Caller, Dateline yesterday. The event was held Saturday at the birthplace of America, and 263 people watched the city's drag performers read children's stories. Well, now, reading books like Hello, Philadelphia, and Twas the Night Before Pride, and Kevin the Unicorn saying it's not all about rainbows. Wonderful. They say they established a Guinness World Record in Drag Queen Storytime Hour. There's a record? There's a record? Like, Guinness keeps track of this? There's an actual record for how big Drag Queen Story Hour is? I mean, is there a record for, and the bottom line is this. They say there's a record. 263 people.
263 people. I mean, Lord, I had a wonderful opportunity to speak at the Veterans Day ceremony in Athens a week before last, and we had that many people before we were, you know, even ready to start. So what's their point? 263 people showed up in one of the largest cities in the nation to watch drag queens read books to kids. I also question, why do you have to be in drag to read to kids? Is it about the kids or is it about the drag? Because if it's about the kids, you just read the books. If it's about the drag, then you get all dressed up and you put on your little show and it becomes about you, doesn't it? It's not about the kids. It's Drag Queen Story Hour. No, it's not. It's called Drag Queens Who Happen to Be Reading Stories. That's what it is. Let's be honest. Quit trying to pretend.
That should be the new title.
Drag Queens Who Happen to Be Reading to Kids?
Yes.
Did I just coin a new one?
Yeah, I vote for that one.
All right. I like it. But I am saying Pride Fatigue's running rampant. There's a story off of LotWire.com. LotWire says there's an Idaho bar called the Old State Saloon. It's owned by a guy named Mark Fitzpatrick, who describes himself as a conservative Christian and a retired police officer who's just sick to death of seeing gay pride everything, and he decided to have Heterosexual Awesomeness Month at his bar. Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. I'm liking it. It's coinciding with LGBTQ Pride Month. He's taking all kinds of heat for it, for trying to co-opt their month. He's like, no. He says, you know, on Facebook, he just put out there that every Monday is going to be Hetero Male Monday and free draft beer for any man dressed as a heterosexual male.
Well, there's a big difference, though. Is he, like, pushing his agenda on other people, though?
He's giving away free beer.
Okay.
But you got to go there. Just saying. Additionally, the bar is also seeking judges to come and determine whether patrons meet the dress codes and paying $15 an hour plus free beer. Keep noticing the free beer part. Straight couples who come in on Wednesdays get a 15% discount on their tab. Well, now. And I'm just saying, it's just, oh, and all-day happy hour prices for straight females on Thursdays. And the upcoming sale of T-shirts that celebrate heterosexuality. And yet they're taking offense at this. So they can have Gay Pride Month. You can't have one bar called the Old State Saloon in Eagle near Boise, Idaho. And who just wants to have Hetero Male Monday. It's basically Straight Dude Monday is what that is. I'm for it. All right. I'm not done. We got a little bit more to do on this. This topic is longer than I thought it was going to be. Like, did you know that the Daughters of American Revolution has gone transgender? God. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, part to Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, excited to have a new advertiser on the show. Really, really pleased to have Inspire Advisors. So let me tell you, folks, let me pause here a second and just give you something like really big to think about. So this is a crazy world, right? And yet you're working hard to plan for your future and stand for your beliefs. Well, what if you found out that in the middle of doing so, some of your investments were going to things that are absolutely contrary to what you actually believe in? Well, maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and the team of PhDs and financial experts at Inspire Advisors. Look, I'm talking about financial planning that considers who you are and what you believe in. These are like solid local experts using biblically responsive investing, data-driven strategies to maximize your return, doing so in a way, oh, by the way, that has real impact on your bottom line and the world in which we live. I guess this is what I would call financial freedom. So if you want to know more about what's in your own portfolio, I'd suggest go online, get a free impact report. You can get it at www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. You can also find them real easily by going to the Right Side Radio website at www.rightsideradio.org. Just go to our sponsor page. You'll find them on there. Click their logo and take you right to them. So yeah, Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer, his team, conservative, godly, balanced. They're all about financial freedom. Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. Glad to have them on the team. Okay, so let me jump back in here and wrap up this dipper that we're on. There was a moment of what I would call just karma. Karma, baby. I mean, you look at it and you think, okay, there's at some point going to be a time when all of their liberal intersectionalities are going to intersect, and it's not going to go well. In fact, if nothing else, they blocked up the intersection, if you know what I'm saying. So I don't know if you saw this or not. I pulled this story off of Daily Caller, but it was on all kinds of sources. This past weekend, a pride parade collided with a pro-Palestine protest, and nobody could get past anybody. Kid you not. So pride parade marchers in Philadelphia on Sunday were seen facing off with a group of pro-Palestine protesters after they blocked the parade route from moving forward. So I thought they were like all together on this stuff, right? Like Queers for Palestine, all that, right? No, apparently not. So a video that was posted on Twitter, and I've seen it. It was chaos, y'all. You got these guys half-dressed wearing bondage gear trying to get the protesters wearing their Palestinian keffiyeh scarves out of the way so that the rainbow-dressed drummers could march through, and ain't nobody moving for nobody. The police had to finally get involved. And officials were attempting to move them while they were shouting things like, the PPD is the KKK, the IRS, you're all the same. And yet, all the police are trying to do is just bring some order to the chaos. So literally, you've got Queers for Palestine was reportedly, you know, the ones who helped organize part of it, but they're blocking their own gay pride parade.
That title just makes me laugh every time.
I know. It's like
Queers for Palestine.
I'd try to have your Queers for Palestine parade in Palestine and see how well that goes. Anyway, all said and done, too funny. There it was. But in the middle of getting pride fatigue, you know, one of the things we got to deal with is stuff like this. So apparently a major hotel just about 2 miles from Disney, it's not in the theme park, so I'll clarify that right up front, but it's one that people who don't stay in the park often stay at. For things that we don't want to know about, I mean, it's one of those where you look at it and go, oh, and I'm going to get a hotel room at some point and wonder what happened here. But apparently the entire Crowne Plaza Orlando Lake Buena Vista Hotel has been rented out for a private pride event. Mm-hmm. And they thought it'd be a great idea outside the hotel. The hotel's like, what's the problem? Thought it'd be a great idea to have a giant inflatable pink teddy bear wearing bondage gear in front of the hotel where all the kids could see it as you drove by. Mommy, what's that bear wearing? Shh, look to the left, honey. Anyway. It's owned by the Hilton Group, I believe. The International Hilton Group, I think, is the one who owns this hotel. They said it was a full buyout, and that the hotel was going to go ahead and take down the big pink teddy bear. However, the black and white bear wearing bondage clothing out by the pool could still be seen. Yeah. 2 miles from Disney. Yeah. That's the kind of thing, oh, by the way, that causes people to go, I'm so fatigued with this whole pride thing. How about this? Story, Dateline today. A former daughter of the American Revolution is now criticizing the admission of trans members. So the daughters of the American Revolution is now admitting people who aren't daughters. Well, they say they are. That's not the same thing. So Brenda Becker, a former DAR chapter executive board member, resigned in October saying radical gender ideology has no place in this historic institution. So yeah, DAR members, you may remember, they have to actually trace their lineage back to those who helped fight in the war for American independence. It's a women's organization. During the 2023 Continental Congress for the DAR, they decided to go ahead and accept a bylaw change. And now, as long as you have a modified birth certificate, you can join the DAR. Meaning, good luck with that. You just watered down the whole membership. I'm not even going to do the last article. I think we're wearing this thing out, but the bottom, maybe I'm getting pride fatigue on the pride fatigue dipper, but here's the thing. That's where we are for the next 30 days. I would just encourage you guys, and I'll encourage you in this. You don't have to participate, obviously. You don't. You also don't have to accept. You don't. I believe absolutely that God loves anyone unconditionally. There's nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. But I also believe that much like the prodigal, that people leave. God didn't leave them, they left God. Is there a way home for people who are transgender or have that other lifestyle? Absolutely there is. Absolutely there is. And do I believe God loves them in the midst of it all? Absolutely I do. Absolutely, without a doubt, no shade of doubt in my mind. But I do know this. There is also nothing about Pride Month that we are required to condone. Well, Phil, you're condemning. No, I'm just not condoning. It's different. I do not want to be constantly harangued with my favorite TV shows, with my favorite sporting events, with my favorite products, with my favorite service companies, with all the things that I would choose to usually participate in, take part in, or purchase, constantly being told that I've got to recognize them as recognizing Pride Month. How about, you know what? If they want to walk around and spend a month talking about how they choose to have sex, that's their call. But the whole LGBTQ2IA plus acronym is not about how they were born. It's not. It's about how they've chosen to have sex. And they want a month to celebrate it. And we should not have to be constantly fatigued with them doing so. That's about enough of that. Let me get some text messages and I'll wrap this thing up and move along. Move along, Phil. Move along. Scott from Somerville says, they have to read to the kids or there won't be anyone to indoctrinate. Yeah. The U.S. Navy's announced their support of Pride Month also. Just what we need, protecting our nation. Joe from Elkmont says, here's a good story that's not getting much coverage. Not sure what you're showing me. I can't go to Facebook right now, brother, so thank you. James from Morris, God adds us. Well, my thing, my texture decided it was going to buffer. What's with the buffering today, Big Rig?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Can I blame you?
No, don't blame me.
Okay. James, here it is. James from Morris says, God asked us to lead these people to Christ, so I'll do as I'm asked. But he's got to know how incredibly difficult it is, so I'm praying for a little more patience. There you go, brother. Jenny from Decatur says, Decatur had a gay pride parade Saturday. Many streets were shut down. It was raining. Close to the beginning of the parade, there were two parents participating in the parade, pushing a baby in a stroller in the rain. Wow. Dustin from Hillsboro, buffering. This is going to take all day with the buffering. Says, is recognition of LGBTQ plus service members doing something? The bigotry of lowered expectations, because there was an expectation they couldn't do the same heroic thing straight people have done. Because if it doesn't involve their sensuality or sexuality, then what's the point? I get what you're saying. You have to recognize them as a whole in order to make them feel better because they didn't think enough people were recognizing them as a whole, but you couch it in terms as if they've had some kind of massive contribution. The massive contributions, by the way, are the merit-based contributions, the things that they've actually done. Tell us what they are. Well, they serve. Okay. They came to work. Good. Did somebody earn a medal? Did somebody do something heroic? Did somebody, you know, change the bottom line at the office? Well, yeah. Well, then celebrate that person. But don't, it's not, listen, how would it be if one black man had done something heroic on the battlefield, but instead of celebrating the person and giving him a medal, you decided all black men need to be recognized? It doesn't work that way. Let the hero be the hero, but don't try to pretend you have to couch it in something that's like all-inclusive. That's not the way recognition works. Jason from Huntsville says, that Pentagon post was obviously made by our rear admiral. Oh my gosh. I just read that before I even realized what I was reading. Ron from Tuscumbia says, there's a drag queen show this Saturday in Wilson Park in Florence. We have a prayer walk planned at 3 p.m. Anyone is welcome. Ron, thank you for that. And by the way, that's certainly your right too. And you don't have to go over there and like do counter-protesting and all that kind of stuff. But walking and praying because of what you know is happening in the park, absolutely the right thing to do. Benji from Hackleberg, unrelated text, so I'll move back past it. Mike from Owens Crossroads says, I agree with you. Well, I guess that's good enough right now. I'll tell you what, Big Rig, let's do this. I got more text, but I'm going to run out of time here. Let me take it to a break. We'll come right back. If there's more text, I'll get them. You guys text it in or call it in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.